This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. The original Christmas presents were gold, myrrh, and frankincense. That's what wise men brought to baby Jesus according to the Gospel of Matthew. Frankincense is still used today as incense for churches, as an ingredient in perfumes, and as a traditional medicine. But the future of frankincense looks grim. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that the trees that produce this spicy, fragrant resin are in serious trouble.
Frankincense comes from various species of Boswellia, a tree that mainly grows in the Horn of Africa and the Arabian Peninsula.
And those are all the frankincense from the Bible. That's the same frankincense.
Frans Bongers is a forestry expert with Wageningen University in the Netherlands. He says to collect frankincense, people make cuts in the bark and let the tree sap ooze out. After it hardens into yellowish lumps, they come back to collect it, and they make more cuts.
And so they come back every 2 weeks for the whole dry season, and that's about 9 months.
But Bongers says frankincense production could drop by half in just 15 years, and tree numbers could be nearly wiped out in the coming decades. That's according to his new study, published in the Journal of Applied Ecology. He and colleagues monitored forests in Ethiopia with thousands of frankincense trees for about 2 years. They found big old trees that were dying at an alarming rate, possibly because of insect attack. And they found a dearth of younger trees, just tiny seedlings in the grass.
Very small plants. They do not grow into a sapling, and they do not grow into a new tree.
He says that's because they burn up in fires set by farmers or are eaten by grazing cattle. Bonger says the only hope of preserving frankincense is to set aside large areas to let young trees get established. But that's a hard case to make when local people are struggling to make a living.
People say, well, yes, we do understand, but at the same time, they have to survive. So I'm realistic on this, I think.
He says already in some countries like Yemen and Oman, the frankincense is almost gone. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.